If you want to play roller derby, it's tough to find venues to skate in San Diego. KPBS's Beth Accomando says Derby United is taking steps to make roller derby easier to play here.
Nellie Goldfarb loves to tell people what she does for fun.
You tell someone you play roller derby and they go, "What?" I'm a roller derby player. They're like, "That's incredible. Tell me more." And all of a sudden they feel like by like being in your presence and hearing about what you do, that they somehow are brought up through that shared experience with you.
Better known by her derby name of Isabel Ringer, Goldfarb started with roller derby in San Diego back in 2005. The organization used to be called the San Diego Derby Dolls, but last year changed its name to Derby United to be more inclusive. The team plays bank check and flat track roller derby. And one thing has always been an issue.
It is extremely difficult to find somewhere to play roller derby. If you play a sport like basketball, soccer, a lot of those facilities are publicly provided. The city has places for you to play. Roller derby does not. Roller derby needs a very large space, and we have activities every night of the week. We need many hours every day. So having a dedicated facility is really what makes sense for this sport, and no one's going to provide it for us.
Goldfarb became general manager early on and wouldn't accept that there was nowhere for her team to play. So she took matters into her own hands and decided they simply had to build their own outdoor facility.
We are at the new Derby United headquarters. We're on Federal Boulevard in Encanto. What these were four parcels of land, just dirt lots. And what we're doing is developing the place so we can have some roller derby tracks out here and have a full-time dedicated roller derby facility.
Kelly Garner, who prefers her derby name of Kellican Bay, handles public relations for the organization.
Now, with us finding this property in this area, we want to make sure that we are fulfilling the community's needs as well, and so that we're able to bring in the community, give them somewhere to go, give them something fun to do, something fun to watch, where they don't have to go far, where they don't have to use their cars to drive down to the ballpark. And then we've also been working with the city to try to get a bus stop in this area so that people can get here easier.
Derby United runs multiple programs for women and girls, bank track and flat, and even a men's team. But women are definitely the focus of Derby United, and Goldfarb loves how it can empower them.
Sometimes when you're navigating the world, you don't feel that powerful. You don't feel like you can make good on something like this because the folks around you don't keep telling you. They keep telling you you really can't. Mm-hmm. You know, this is too difficult, it's too long, it's too hard, it's too expensive. You should stop now and make better use of your time and your lovely feminine skills or whatever it is. That's not what they say, but it is what they mean.
Goldfarb and Derby United challenge that every day by simply doing what they love.
That's one of the things I'm most excited about, is to give all these folks who maybe don't know a ton about what we're doing some of that experience of coming out here. And they see people, especially women, putting themselves out there in a physical, powerful way that is empowering just to be around. You know, our core values are athleticism, empowerment, inclusion, respect. And in the outside world where everything is a hot mess and a lot of those things don't feel that valued, you come here and you see that as an ideal and something that is actually happening and getting lifted up. That feels awesome just to be around, even if you're not partaking.
But this is a sport where people pay to play and pay to travel with a team across the country and even around the globe. The combination of member fees, gear expenses, and travel costs can run high.
I mean, all that being said, I wouldn't trade all of those credit card bills and all of that stuff from flying around for the last 15 years for anything.
Garner agrees. She says she needs derby.
You need to skate fast. You need to feel that, you know, the wind in your hair. You need to get that aggression out because, real life is hard.
If you want to see this passion in action, then check back in February as Derby United plans to kick off a new era of roller derby in a facility they built themselves. Beth Accomando, KPBS News.